You are listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm News Team Correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm speaking with Vidila Setvika of the City of Asheville. Vidila is with the Planning and Urban Design Department, and today we asked to speak with him about the City of Asheville's plan to embark on an urban centers project.
We are looking to change the zoning at four different nodes in the city. The idea is that we're looking to implement the comprehensive plan. So the city went through a two-year process to develop the long-term vision for the city. And one of the goals of that is to find appropriate places to help guide development as it happens, because we know a lot of people want to move here. It's an attractive city. People are moving here in droves. And it makes sense that we better utilize larger sites along commercial corridors that are underutilized. So large, basically large sites that today are primarily parking lots and maybe house a single-story building like the defunct Kmart on Patton Avenue. And so the comprehensive plan calls out these locations in different parts of the city that have been identified as urban centers, as future urban centers. And they're really actually commercial activity centers now. But the goal is that we will transition them to be more mixed-use, higher-density urban centers that are more walkable, so that in the future people can live really close to where there are jobs, because they can live and potentially work in the same location or very close by, or they can hop on a bus along any of these transit corridors and come into town to get to their job easily. So that's the general overview, and we have four specific sites, and if you go to our website, which is ashevillenc.gov/urban-centers, you can hit a map, an interactive map, click a link to a map that shows the different locations. One is basically at the intersection of Patton Avenue and North Louisiana. And each of these areas incorporate more than one parcel. So each site is about something like 30 acres. The site on Merriman Avenue is at Merriman and Beaver Dam Road, and it includes Ingalls, Steinmark, Fresh Market, Savemore. The site on Patton Avenue, I'm sorry, on Tunnel Road, is on the south side of Tunnel Road, basically at Chun's Cove Road, where you have the Innsbruck Mall, which is one of the largest sites that we're reviewing, and sites in different parcels around there. And the last site is at Swannanoa River Road and Bleachtree Boulevard, where currently Walmart is located, and there's a Cheddar's and a Kohl's. So these are the four nodes that we're currently looking at to make some zoning changes that basically, for people who aren't familiar with zoning, would change the development regulations for what can be built there, so that in the future, if someone comes in and buys a property or a property turns over hands and somebody wants to start new, they would have a new set of regulations to build to. And those regulations would incentivize residential, which currently isn't at any of these locations, and a better building form that is more human scale, that is more walkable, and that is more connected. So it's easier to get around on foot. I'll say that the proposed rezoning and rezonings in general don't affect existing businesses. So the current businesses and properties that are in operation today would continue as they are today, and they would only be impacted if they basically redevelop the site.
Excellent. So these areas would be moving towards more, like you said, mixed-use zoning, is that correct? So where currently folks have seen mostly commercial districts, they could be used for both commercial and housing.
That's right. That's right. We're trying to incentivize residential, because although it is allowed currently today, it's not being used. So we're looking at some zoning regulations that would help to make that more a part of the development reality. I'll highlight that we've had a survey on our web portal, and it closes tomorrow. But we've asked the public, what are the main factors that you want to see us integrate into the rezoning? And the list includes everything from walkability and safety and housing, architecture, bikeability, whether cars should be prioritized, transit should be prioritized, whether art should be included, and such things like that. And the top three are the top three public choices are housing, trees and open space, and walkability. So it kind of reiterates what the comprehensive plan and all the public input that we've already gathered is pointing in a new direction where citizens of Asheville want to move in a direction that is more walkable, that is green, has open space. So we're trying to go in an urban direction, but ensuring that it's a human scale and that it has the soft elements that make spaces beautiful.
Excellent. If folks would like to be part of this conversation and to follow the comprehensive plan as it unfolds, how would you direct them?
Well, a good place to start is at the City of Asheville's website, where anybody can go to the Department of Planning and Urban Design. And there you can actually find the comprehensive plan and read through it or read through any parts that are most interesting to you. And it's a document that's very easy to navigate. You can plug in keywords and it'll take you directly to the pages where those keywords are in the document. If people are interested specifically in the Urban Centers Initiative, our next meeting will be on June 20th. That's a Thursday, where we will be displaying our draft zoning standards for urban centers. There will be two drop-in sessions that will be held at the U.S. Cellular Center in the press room. That's located at 87 Haywood Street. We'll have a morning session there from 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, and then an evening session from 5 to 7. So the public can drop in at any time during those sessions to take a look and to talk to us, to learn about it, or to learn what our zoning standards actually mean, what would be allowed, and so forth. And that information is also on the web, on the website for urban centers, which can be found from the city's website, on the main city website. Someone can just type in urban centers and it'll take you there.
Excellent. Well, I so appreciate you taking the time to bring us up to speed on this project and for the work that you do with the City of Asheville.